Yeah, it's good to get healthy bodies out on the court and get a good practice, good lead in, and we've had a great preparation, and now we get the top team on our home court, so you can't ask for much more.
Just seen Matty training with the first five there. Is that a hint he might be back in the starting lineup tomorrow?
Yeah, we mix it up. He hasn't played with the first five since before Christmas, so getting back familiar with the personnel.
How's his body been during the week?
Yeah, great. Pulled up really well from the game, and he had a great game on Sunday. Just showed how much we miss his presence inside, his strength, and really adds to us. And now our normal players can go back and play their normal positions instead of playing out of position. So looking forward to this Friday night.
He's important every week, but how important is he against Best and Lout and Dragar?
Oh, they've got a big man rotation. We certainly need our starting centre back out there if we're going to play. They're the top team for a reason, and we need to be at full strength, and this is the first time that we're going to play them at full strength.
Are they going to come over here, given the last couple of results, thinking that they're going to win?
That's probably something you have to ask them.
What do you sort of take out of it the last couple of games? You played it at the end. Is there some way you can address that?
Look, we played great basketball. The fatigue got us without a question. It was our third game in 4 days and throw travel in. But, look, leading in now, we've got four games. We played the top two teams these 2 weeks. You don't get much better as a competitor, as an athlete, to play the top team at home, and you've got a week to prepare. So we're prepared well and we're ready.
Yeah, at home against the top team, what does this game, you think, will it indicate if you're ready to push for the championship again?
We'll find that after the game. We're doing everything right, we're playing the right way. It was a good step for us last Sunday, just to get everybody back on the court, and especially with Greg back out and playing some minutes. And we're happy where we are at the moment and really can't wait for the game.
You get Greg back, you get Matty Knight back. You went through that rough patch, but now you get those two pretty important guys. You feel like not peaking at the right time, but you feel you're getting back to where you should be or where you wanted to be at the business end of the season.
Yeah, look, January was a rough period for us, and to get this stretch now that we're home for the next 3 weeks to get people healthy and get our team in sync is a blessing without question. And to get Greg and Matty back in the roster and the rotation, and to give us that strength to keep that intensity up, and hopefully they can do that Friday night.
Third spot seems to be where you'll finish, barring some other results going your way. But do you feel that doesn't matter? Like, you can still beat New Zealand and Cairns, on the road, or however it shapes up?
Yeah, look, I've got full confidence that we can win all the games. We get back, like I said, we get healthy, we start playing Wildcats basketball, and of having each other's back and playing unselfishly. We've seen what this team can do in the past, and we just got to make sure we play the right way, and I'm full of confidence.
Jeff, those first three quarters in Cairns a couple of weeks ago, what was good? What worked for you guys against them?
Yeah, well, just our character out there. The fatigue factor, we fought like anything. We played great team basketball, and just the last quarter we faded because we didn't have the personnel to back that up. So we're after to bring that to 40 minutes on Friday night, and we got it. We're playing the top team at home, and we're the hunter now. We're not protecting. We've got to go after it, and that's our mentality.
How important is keeping Torrey Craig off the offensive glass?
Yeah, he's had PBs every time he played against us, so he's coming off the bench and shooting threes. I think he's shooting 70% against us on the threes and getting those energy points. And we've got to make sure we do a good job when we did play it here in November.
What are you expecting from Damo, given his form and the way Scotty Wilkinson got off the chain a little bit at the end last time?
Yeah, well, that was Damo's been outstanding. Through that period of time, you really want your captain to step up, and he's showed and led by example the last couple of games. And look, he'll be licking his lips. Can't wait to get home, get healthy, and get another crack at him.
Do you point to him and say you need to play more offensively as he has the last couple of weeks, or was that his call?
Oh, no, I think it's, he's mentioned it before that if he doesn't shoot the ball, it's a handicap for the rest of the teammates out there. So, the good thing, he's been aggressive. The teams are leaving him open, so he's taking layups and he's shooting three at a good clip. So he needs to do that for us to be successful.